This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We got a chance to talk some NBA shop with Chris Webber, five-time All-Pro, great college player, great on TV too, part of the Turner Broadcasting family. And Chris, obviously want to start on a somber note with your colleague, Sekou Smith. Teek and I, you know, paid our respects at the top of the show and on social media last night, but he was an immediate part of your work family. Wanted to give you a chance to, you know, tell us maybe a story about Sekou and certainly say condolences, man. And obviously welcome to the show. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, great, man. And thanks for having me on, man. I watch you guys all the time. Obviously, listen to you. But, yeah, you know, shout out to Sekou's family, you know, our prayers, you know, at the Turner and athletes and you guys, you know, when you work together, you know, your family with the guys, your colleagues. Sekou was someone, man, that was just really, really special if you knew him. He wasn't about fake or pretentiousness or anything. He was as straight as they come, and he was a cool character, a good cat, and definitely gonna miss him. I was in shock. I was shocked to hear the message of him passing away. And so, his beautiful family, his wonderful son, and obviously, you know, we just love him. And, just thinking about you right now, it's crazy.
I got you. Go ahead, T.
Yeah, no, it's one of those. It's hard. I never met him in person, Chris, but he always came on when we asked him, and he was cool as cat, man. And that's, you miss those guys because they're
easy. Good dresser too.
Yeah, but they're easy to be around. We know in this world sometimes it's not easy to be around people. He was one of those guys that was easy to talk to and easy to be around. So he'll certainly be missed. But let's get to some basketball, Chris. And I know you've seen some of the movement, and you experienced this in your days as well. But the movement in basketball has been so interesting. It's compelling. It's what makes, to be honest, it makes our job so much easier to have, you know, these interesting conversations about, well, what if, or when James Harden does this, or KD or Kyrie does this. This trio that they've formed, and it looks okay now, but do you see this not working out in some capacity? It looks good at points, looks bad at others. How do you see this playing itself out?
You know, I really see them. I see them winning. I know it sounds weird, but you know, if they get defense and they really lost Allen, if they didn't lose Allen in the trade, but we've never seen anything like KD before. And, you know, KD and Harden, they play so efficient together. It's how are you going to put Kyrie in the mix, and then how are you going to play team ball? But, you know, maybe they'll need a year. But with Coach Nash, one of the best point guards in the game, who knows how to get guys involved. And I love Harris. Harris is one of the best three-point shooters this game has seen historically. When you look at his percentage, so I think they're going to be pretty good. It's between them and Milwaukee, and I'm watching them play against Milwaukee, and I know it's just one game, but you know they have the Milwaukee easy just because of the type of players that they have, and they can outscore you.
But Chris, the one thing, and I don't disagree with the things that you said, they're going to have to outscore you because they're not going to beat you too many times, 1-on-1, 97. They're going to, you know, have to drop a buck 25 or a buck 20 and kind of try to outscore you, run you out of the gym. And they probably could. I mean, because you're right. What Durant does, he's the most unique scorer of all time. He might threaten. He might break Kareem's all-time mark, right? We know about Harden. We know about Kyrie. I am a little surprised, though, that right out of the chute, after coming back from the absence, that Kyrie wasn't a little more committed to kind of playing a secondary role and allowing Harden to feel himself. Instead, Kyrie stepped in and started banging out 25 shots a game. And that surprised me. I don't know if it's a bad thing, but I don't think it's a good thing. How did you process that?
Look, that's a great point. That's a great, great point. But I believe, like, when you play with your friends, that you'll do more for each other, even if you're doing the best that you can already, right? Mm-hmm. So isn't it cool? Just imagine you got two guys. You know their personalities. And sometimes you play straight guys. Harden is leading the league in assists and not shooting. When have we seen that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I agree with you. But then I just look at it like my whole philosophy comes from this. If one of my boys, if I would have had the chance to play with Sprewell or other guys, like when I went to Washington to play with Juwan, we weren't winning, but we turned it around and it was, he held me accountable, I held him accountable. I gave my all there, and I would have done it anyway, but with him, it was that much more of a pleasure. They're trying to get a championship, you know, for Harden, trying to get one for Kyrie. So I suspect they're going to put their egos at the door, and if one of them can't, it's up to the other one to do it, and it seems that Harden is doing that. But I hear what you're saying, but
yeah.
I just based off of, man, if they called each other, they better play right.
Yeah, you're right. True. You know, one of both, or at least KD and Harden's former teammates, is having a rough go at it. He's a former MVP. I know you're following this just like everybody. Russell Westbrook in Washington, I mean, his shooting is shooting 37%, I think, from the field. I don't even know what, I dare to look at his three-point shooting right now. But, you know, he goes to an organization that's been down, obviously. But what's pulling him so far off his game? Athleticism, maybe he's lost some steps here or there. But he feels like a completely different player watching him in Washington versus the last few years. You know, a couple of those when he was, you know, averaging triple doubles. What's up with Westbrook?
Westbrook is one of my favorite players of all time.
Yeah, all right, let's get him reconnected there. We got a little issue with the phone, obviously. I love talking to Chris.
Yeah, he's great, man.
I do. But, I want to hear what he's got to say about that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you've followed this and you've seen it just as much as I have. Russell Westbrook looks bad. It's almost like he's playing like he doesn't care, but I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know if it's just finally. Remember, we've always said you can't be that aggressive forever. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just caught up with him. I can't figure it, but I think Chris is back now.
We got
Chris,
him.
You heard the question and when I restate it, but what is up with Russell Westbrook? He feels like a shell of who he used to be.
He's one of my favorite players. What he's done, averaging a triple double, is incredible. Maybe Luka can do it. If Luka doesn't do it, I don't know if he can.
Mm-hmm.
I hate saying this, and you know, it's easy to be a commentator until you're a fan of a person.
That's right. That's right.
But if you don't have a jump shot in this game, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
And if you look at the playoffs last year, so it's what Antetokounmpo is going through.
Mm-hmm.
You see how guys are backing off of him and making him shoot and saying, well, you're going to have to prove it.
Yep.
You know, they're doing the same thing because your gift, I'm going to make you go to your weakness. So for me, if you're so much quicker than me, what do? I have to give you space.
Yep.
And if you're a great jump shooter like Nash, then he's like, thank you, give me space, stupid, bang, bang, mm-hmm. bang, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't, then that space, you got to wait for people cut, move. It makes the offense awkward. And by the way, you know, Washington's a terrible team, especially defensively. And so, you know, he needs more help as well. But it's on him, and I think a lot of it is because when you cannot shoot, whether you're him or Antetokounmpo, teams are going to devise and play you in certain ways to make that weakness, you know, glaring because, you know, it's a catch 22, and they're going to take the better part of the 22, which is you taking the jump shot.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
And Chris, I want to run one other thing by you, but I know you're doing some stuff with FanDuel. I want to give you a chance to tell us what's happening with that before I hit you with the other question. What do you got going on with FanDuel?
Oh, man, well, I'm just with FanDuel and as a Michigander, and, of course, FanDuel's all around the country, but, you know, from Michigan, you know, it's available now by app on your phone, and so for a lot of friends of mine who are into, you know, sports competitively and know the game and the big fans, loyal fans. Mm. They can kind of come out of the shadows now and kind of see all the good things that they can download on their app and their phone through FanDuel. So, you know, excited just to let the people know about that. I'm not like Chuck. I'm not going to be giving away $2 million or anything crazy like that.
Exactly.
But definitely, yeah. Excited to announce the partnership.
They do a great thing, and FanDuel, the app, I've got it on mine. I've got a few of them, but I have FanDuel as well, and it's been treating me pretty well. My nickname is Sharp Tierney, by the way,
yeah,
C-Web,
right.
So people know the score at home. Let me ask you this. We don't have a ton of time, but I got to put you in Donovan Mitchell's shoes. Let's take you back. You mentioned when you were playing with Juwan Howard back in the day with the Bullets, right? Let's say you're 24, you just dropped 36 points, you win by double figures, which is what happened that night with Donovan Mitchell when Shaq got on him. You slap on the headset, you're smiling, you're feeling good, and I don't know, say Oscar Robertson, like a star from the past back then, is an analyst. And he says, you know what, Chris, I like your game, young buck, but you don't have what it takes, man. You're never going to make it. You're never going to win. That's basically what Shaq said to Donovan Mitchell. Let me tell you something, I love Shaq, but Chris, if I'm a young player, there's no way I'd go on with it. There are some guys at that network now that are starting to cross the line and sound old and mean. And I thought that was old and mean on the part of Shaq. I got to keep it real. I didn't like it, Chris.
No, I hear you. And, you know, I definitely know about the interview. I know about everything, you know. But I didn't watch it because, you know, if it is like that, it's not cool. You know, and I want to be able to say I didn't and not be able to streak him. But it's not cool. That's just not—it's just not cool. Maybe Shaq is trying to inspire him, being that he is from the old school. But you know, I got into so one, it's not cool, and I agree with you.
Okay.
Me personally, I got into commentating because I really love like how John Madden would say something to the effect of, "Damn, look how good Tiki is that he made Chris miss." Nah,
yeah.
Terrible. He can't tackle.
I got you.
I grew up with, you know, very honest, like Walt. No, it was a different time when maybe the lingo and things weren't cool to say. You
got
understand
it.
What I'm saying?
So right, listen.
I didn't like it. So I didn't like the commentating method when I came up, and so that's why I really like being in it now.
Yeah.
And no, that's not cool. And he's.
Got it, brother. Got it. Chris, I wish we had more time. FanDuel, good stuff. TNT, broadcaster, C-Web in the house.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.